Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement, and why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons here with one of our consumer advocates, Thomas Lipscomb, as well as our national best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. How are you doing today, guys?
Doing well, Kit. Thank you.
Kid, I'm doing great. I hope everyone out there in the listening audience is. You know, this year is about, it's halfway over.
Halfway through.
We just had the first day of summer just about a week or so ago, which it already seemed like it was summer, but now they officially announced the first day of summer, which means that we start thinking about fall. Once you're in the season right before it, you think about the season after it.
That's right.
So the year is going to accelerate. And I really think that people listening, and everyone knows this, but you out there in radio land, it's very, very important that you take a little time off your busy activities here, especially in summer, and get your financial house in order. And we're going to talk about that and many other great topics this week on the show.
How fast the year is going.
Yep.
One thing that brings to mind is the accelerating rate that cars are coming out. And we're looking here at the news that Tesla, the electric car company, has started opening boutiques in the men's section of Nordstrom.
What a great idea.
So they've been having little mini stores in malls and folks have been walking by. But now in order to up that foot traffic and sort of partner with another company that would love to have some extra foot traffic, there is actually a little Tesla parked in an alcove in the Nordstrom store.
Yeah, well, God, what a great idea of product placement and combination of brands, because Tesla wants to cut down on the real estate costs, right? They don't
exactly
want to have gigantic car lots. And their cars are pretty much, you order it on the computer. Like, you see the example, mm-hmm, and then you design it yourself. By the way, I heard they were about $60,000 for the Model S, the base model. So I went on their website last year. By the time I got done building my own car, mm-hmm, which I didn't buy it, by the way, but by the time I got done building, it was $120,000.
Oh, of course.
So that's how they start. You know, do you want a steering wheel? Yes, I want a steering wheel, that kind of thing. So it was crazy how fast the price added up and priced themselves out of me wanting to buy it, right? And then the price of gas coming down has affected Tesla's sales, because who needs a battery car when you can get gas for $2 a gallon? Now, when gas goes back up, which we know it always will, the stampede over towards Nordstrom, where Tesla is located, and a lot of the showrooms there, that's a test market there, I think that'll go up and people go online and order more. But that's a great idea, Kit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, another thing that this brings to mind is the visibility factor. And
yeah,
a lot of times it's not just about finding the best product out there. It's about being presented with the opportunity to see that product in the first place.
Well, every now and then I'll go to a golf tournament. Like, some radio stations will give me a ticket to like a 18th hole, mm-hmm, little refreshment stand where you get to sit there and watch the golf tournament. When you go to those fancy golf tournaments, they have cars parked there, like the car lots.
Exactly.
The car dealers will buy space there. So, because you have people with money walking, mm-hmm, by it, right? So what's to stop them from putting them maybe at a high dollar barbershop, stuff like that? Because, mm-hmm, guys have to get their hair cut once or so a month, right? Or women, they have a car that appeals to women at beauty salons, that kind of thing. So it makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, that's a great idea. Great, great guy. I wonder who came up with that idea.
A lot of meetings went into that.
I know. Yeah. Well, you know, when you're talking about big companies. But Thomas, that makes sense to me.
It really does. You know, and we see it in local electronic chains as well with stores of regional cell phone manufacturers putting their own cell phone little brands inside larger retail stores. So clients can see the products without necessarily having to have a large scale inventory in store.
You know, Kit, where that would not work for me is I don't go into malls, and most of the Nordstroms are in malls, but I do get my hair cut about once a month. So like I'm saying, high end barbershops, if they get a big enough one, they park a Tesla there with a computer because you're waiting to get your hair cut lots of times. You have time to wait, to kill. They should really put one in my dentist office because it seems like I wait for an hour when I get there. Okay. I might get in the car and leave though, because I don't like being at the dentist anyway.
Well, this is another place where that opportunity to see potential is so important. And another place where that is true is in the financial arena. If you are worried that you're not seeing the opportunities that are out there, then today is the day to sit down with a financial coach in your area and make sure you're considering all of the best options and seeing if there might be some options out there that would synergize real well with what you're already doing, just the same way that we see Tesla and Nordstrom working together. The number to call is 800-604-1099. Just leave your name, your email, and where you are in the country, and we'll put you in contact with our local financial coach right there in your area. The number again, 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
To contact our local trusted advisor in your area, go to financialsafari.com. Find your financial roadmap for the future by visiting financialsafari.com.
And it's time to crack open Coach's Financial Dictionary. Now, Coach, today we've got a summary term. It's summer rally, which sounds like a bunch of folks racing down in the drainage ditches. But summer rally is not what we think it is it?
Well, it's an urban myth to begin with, so let's get that out of the way. You know, when people hear, don't go on the computer and start trading stocks because you heard there was a summer rally coming up, right? Mm-hmm. It's an urban legend. You'll sometimes hear advisors talk about how the stock market always surges in the summertime, but that just isn't true, Kit. It just isn't true at all. Historically, stocks perform worse in the summer. There is no annual sweet spot, so people need to know that. As always, it's not about timing the market. Now, speaking of the other side of this coin, we hear many times you hear this, sell in May, go away, and then come back in like October or something like that. So that doesn't work either. Trying to time the market usually always fails because you'll get in the day after a surge and you'll get out the day before a recovery because human nature takes over, emotions will overrule you. You don't want that to happen. So it's just a falsity where people start using some of these nursery rhymes or whatever to try to make money in the stock market. It may work sometimes, though, Thomas, and that's where it comes up to. But I could go to Vegas and with $1 million and put it all on one spin of the wheel, put it all on red, you know, that roulette wheel, and it spins and it lands on red. And I claim that Vegas is the best thing ever because all you have to do is go there and put all your money on red.
That's right.
Then somebody hears my advice, goes there and puts all their money on red. Guess where the ball lands? On black or green. Not red. You lose all your money. So be very careful about trying to use some of these, what I call nursery rhymes, to help you make your retirement money go to retirement. And so the number one thing you can do, though, is get a proper plan together and think about the pyramid that we always talk about, the food pyramid. But here on the financial pyramid, the bottom of it, the most stable part, needs to be in a place you can't lose money and will grow until you need it and then give you a lifetime income stream that is there forever, sort of like Social Security. But you need some additional money because Social Security won't get you to do the things you want to do in retirement. It might not even pay all your bills in retirement. So you need more streams of income that are guaranteed throughout your life. That's possible. And once you do that, then you can take that money on the top of the pyramid and you can use all your nursery rhymes you want and try to make money in the market and gamble, because you know if you lose that money, you still have your solid foundation that's not going away and it doesn't depend on the market to make sure to fund your retirement. Kit, very important. I see a lot of people overlook this. They don't have the proper plan. They are stock picking, market timing, which are failures in the long run for most people. Again, there's always going to be a success story out there. You always hear about the lottery winner on TV, but you don't hear about the person who spent all their money on lottery tickets and didn't win. And that happens to a whole lot more people in the stock market losing rather than winning when they're trying to trade and manage their own money.
Well, that's why it's so important to sit down with a local financial coach and go over your entire plan. It's not about chasing after patterns. It's putting together a comprehensive, cohesive plan, all the pieces working together to get you to that successful retirement. And you can reach your local financial coach so easily. The number to call is 800-604-1099. That's the national number. Easy to remember, easy to dial in, 800-604-1099, and we'll put you in contact with the financial coach in your area. You're listening to the Financial Safari.